Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12,330, Triple V Ventures LLC, seek a variance from the side yard setback requirements for proposed stairs, sections 115.25 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Savannah Road, approximately 875 feet south of Dove Drive. The 911 address is 1519 Savannah Road, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 335, map 12.06, parcel 3.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 4.7-foot variance from the required 15-foot side yard setback for a proposed external staircase. Staff would note that we've received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. Amber Woodland, 225 High Street, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, Board. I am one of two owners of Triple V Ventures. My business partner, Michelle Prusino-Wells, and I purchased 1519 Savannah Road back on April 25th. We do have a conditional use approval to convert the space from residential to the use as a law office. In doing so, we need to make it handicap accessible, and we needed fire marshal approval. As a result, we needed to install an exterior staircase allowing entering and exiting directly from the second floor. We had our contractor determine the best place for the exterior staircase, and that was from the second floor window that is shared in the hallway of the second floor. The only other windows or space available for an exterior doorway would be from another bedroom or the bathroom, which just didn't seem to make sense. The staircase that's being proposed would be on the far right side of the building. It does not extend any further into the setback than the existing Bilco doors that have been there since the property was built. So we're only going to be into this 15-foot side yard setback by, I think it's 4.7 feet. So essentially, having the fire escape door out of that second story window would allow for us to exit the second floor in the event of a fire emergency. That is the only time that that door would be used, and that seems to be the most practical space. In addition, there are already trees along the side yard that, when in full bloom, block the whole entire side of the building, essentially from the neighboring property. Are my attachments up here too? I did include a photo of the property where you can see the window that we're referring to, which is where the exterior staircase would be located. Yes, that's it.
And we do have it.
Okay.
Any questions?
Can I get some clarity regarding, you made the comment that you've received a conditional use.
Yes.
To convert the property from residential to commercial. Can I be educated on what that means and where we are in that process?
I can assist with that, Madam Chair. The zoning district of the property is AR1, it's agricultural residential. So to use it for the professional business that the applicant is in is not permitted by right in that zoning district. But the zoning code enables an applicant to request from county council approval for a conditional use. It is a specific use of the property, so it's not a change in zone. They are requesting approval for that one specific use as outlined in the conditional use permit. In this particular case, that has been approved under CU 2160 in March of this year. So what that means is that a conditional use does not change the zoning of the property.
Approved by the council?
It's by county council, so that's not by this body.
Thank you.
So, and that's basically it. So the use has been approved, but any request to change the area setbacks and bulk requirements has to come here to the board.
I will add, if I can, that the proposed site plan for the property hardly changes the exterior of the house at all. We love the house as it stands, why we purchased the house. We wanted it to have charm and character very similar to the property we own on High Street in Seaford. So we've been renting for the last 5 years at the Villages of Five Points and always intending to find just the right property to purchase to move our Lewis office into. So the front of the property is hardly changing. It's maintaining its existing charming character. We are adding a handicap ramp, but the handicap ramp is going on the back of the building because we wanted to maintain the beauty of the building itself. And the house does sit pretty far back from Savannah Road too. So we are also dealing right now with DelDOT and getting approval for our entryway and sidewalk that are going to be required in the front yard. So all of that came as a bit of a surprise. So we've been dealing with Sussex County Council on the conditional use application. We're now before the board for the variance application, and we're in the process of dealing with DelDOT for what is going to require a widening of the driveway and the installation of a sidewalk across the front of the property, which we were not expecting. So there are a lot of factors that go into utilizing this property for commercial use, and we're just getting started, and our construction is being delayed as a result of all of these approvals that are required.
If I could just expand on that very quickly. So as part of the conditional use that has been approved by County Council, one of the conditions is that a site plan for this site is presented to an upcoming meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mm-hmm. And that will require the applicant obtaining approvals from various agencies, including DelDOT, Fire Marshal, and I believe that's probably all you need for this site, but you will need agency approvals and the site plan has to be reviewed. So that kind of depends on this. So there's a chicken and the egg situation here.
Exactly. Yeah. There's quite the process to getting started even with the use of the project. Our lease at the Villages of Five Points ends on September 30th. So we really didn't expect there to be quite as much of a delay as there has been just in getting through all of the approval processes that we've needed to go through. We do have fire marshal approval of the existing site plan. I did submit that. The only thing that they were requiring was the widening of the driveway to 14 feet. I then submitted a revised site plan to show that we do plan to widen the driveway to 14 feet. Otherwise, fire marshal has approved our site plan.
Any questions from the board?
So if after you've been through all this, you've gotten your approvals and you've operated it sometime down the road, if it ever became a residential property again, what remains would be a safety factor for whoever would purchase the house, assuming that it was to code?
Sure. I mean, we're having a licensed contractor do all of the work. I mean, typically the exterior fire escape door is a steel door that will have some form of locking system on it. We don't plan to use it for anything but in the event of an emergency. So we won't even have it accessible from the exterior of the property. But you're exactly right. That was one of my bones of contention with DelDOT, is we are not changing the zoning of this property. So could we potentially sell it to a person who wanted to reoccupy it as a residence? We could, and that is possible, and there would be nothing that would need to be done in terms of county approval or state approval in order for it to be reoccupied as a residence. The likelihood of that happening on Savannah Road is slim, because our neighbor, actually, there's a representative here from our neighbor, is one of few properties still left on Savannah Road that are residential.
How many people we have upstairs in the offices upstairs? How many rooms we have up there?
Sure. There's 3 bedrooms and a bathroom on the second floor. We intend for there to be 4 employees who would occupy that space, but not necessarily all at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, we have 3 office locations, and so our team moves among the offices pretty regularly. But the most desk space that would be on the second floor would be 4 people.
4 people, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's required to use it as a commercial space to have the fire exit, but in fact, I think that there would have been a greater likelihood of a fire when it was being occupied as a residence by a family of 6 than the likelihood of a fire with us occupying it as a residence 5 days a week, but we got to do what we have to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No other questions? Mr. Sharp?
And you mentioned that you're also required to have the handicap accessibility, and that's going to go to the rear of the structure.
Yes.
So that would be a reason why you couldn't put the staircase to the rear?
Yes. Okay. There's going to be staff parking in the rear of the building, a small deck, and then the only handicap accessibility is going to be off of that small deck. And so all handicap clients will enter the property from the rear. So there is no space on the back of the building to add the exterior staircase.
And when was the house built, do you know?
She may know.
About 1930, yeah. Somewhere in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's about 19, we figured it to be somewhere between 1920 and 1930.
But clearly built by someone other than you.
Oh, yes. And the basement that has been there since the property was built, which has the Bilco doors, which encroach on the sidewalk yard setback even more than what we need for the staircase, has been there since the 20s or the 30s.
Okay. And does this property have well or septic at all, or is this county, is this sewer and water?
Well and septic.
Okay. So are the well and septic also in the building envelope for the property?
I don't know.
And have you talked to your neighbors about this?
When I got here tonight.
Okay.
And my firm manager spoke to a representative of the neighboring property earlier today, which is the same person who's here tonight.
And does the rear yard slope at all?
No.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Hearing no other questions, is there anyone in favor of the application? Would you like to speak? Please be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Chillis James, 24708 Black Drive, Milton.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Can you go to the podium? Ms. Woodland,
do you want to sit down?
Hi. Good evening. Okay. Yeah, I'm extremely familiar with the property. The 1519 Savannah Road was my great-grandfather's house, and 1517 was my grandfather's house, which is now my house. My mother passed away in September. I have zero problem with anything that they're doing over there. There's no other spot to really put stairs to the second floor because of where the bedrooms are, and with what they have going on out back, and it's the garage side of my house, so it's just not really relevant. There's also several large trees, and I don't think you're going to even see it in the summer from the road. And there's, you know, I just don't see an issue with it.
Thank you. Okay. Any questions for the witness? Thank you. Is there anyone here against the application? Hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll see if I can get through this. I'll make a motion that we approve case 12-330. I believe it meets the five reasons stated for approval, and I don't think it'll be a detriment or anything to the community.
And a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve. Mr. Workman?
Why, with these reasons stated?
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons stated. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you.